Okay. Am I doing this right? When I accepted Christ as my Savior, gas was 25 cents a gallon. I was 12 years old, and it was in the old Congregational Church in Milford, Michigan. And it was during vacation Bible school, and there was an altar call at the end of the week, and the speaker said, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? And I did not want to go to hell, so I went forward, not really understanding what it was all about. I wasn't in a Christian home, although my parents went to church. So I believe that Christ entered my life then, and that he cleansed me of my sin. And as the years went by, I have been strengthened with the power of the Holy Spirit in my life so many times. God has sent his Spirit to me in ways that I never imagined. I'm thankful for my mother and my grandmother who prayed for me and all of the 100 children that we had. They were faithful. There were nights when I would go to bed and my mother would be kneeling at her bedside, and I would wake up and she would still be kneeling at her bedside. And I'm so thankful for that. I am also thankful to be a grandmother. That is one of the greatest things that could happen to a person on this earth. It's golden nuggets for sure. I love, my favorite time with my grandchildren is during prayer time. We talk a little bit, we do a little devotion, and the things that come up are just amazing. The little tiny pieces of information that you can give them. None of my grandchildren are churched. And so they need lots of prayer. And it's amazing to see God work in their lives and in the lives of their parents. These children are little missionaries in their own homes, and they don't even know it. Last night, about 11:30, I got a text from Jennifer, and she said, during bedtime prayers, Isabella was praying for the people in Florida. We have lots of family down there, and she was praying for the people in Florida that they would be safe. And when it was Abigail's turn to pray, and she said, "And Lord Jesus, please don't let Disney World tip over." So I'm grateful to be a grandparent.